Okay, Chevra, we have to resume the study of Torah because this is why Hashem put us on the planet. So let's go. So we are learning Maseches Shabbos, and on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, there are three points of dispute between Rav and Shmuel, three cases where they have a machlokas. Let's go through them very quickly. What are the three cases?
The bull
tarnagolim. Losha tarnagolim, that's number two. Ayo shufta bikupina, whatever. And what does that mean, by the way? Okay, and what's the third case?
And then the third one.
The third one is the one that comes up in our Mishnah, really. Misate sesa'evan. Right, when I square off the stone. So there are three machlokasim. Now, according to Rav, I'm chayiv mishum bona. And according to Shmuel, I'm chayiv in all these cases of because of makah b'patish. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, zok the Gemara then, utzricha. Right, the Gemara says that I need to have this machlokas three different times. Di'yash minan kamaisa, bahi ka'amar Rav, mishum d'derech binyan b'kach. If I have only the first case, which is misate sesa'eben, so Rav says that I'm chayiv mishum bona because that's a normal way that people build. People take stones and they build with them. That's kind of typical. It's not a normal way to build by making a hole in a chicken coop. So therefore, I think he's moda to Shmuel. Maybe the hole in the chicken coop is like building the avde la avira, because you make the hole for air. When you build, usually you leave some space for air, right? Those are called windows. And therefore, I would think that if I make a hole in the losha tarnagolim, it's similar to binyan, but shufta b'kupina demara de'en darach binyan b'kach eima modele l'shmuel. Maybe he's modele to Shmuel in a case where it's not darach binyan b'kach. V'yashmin b'ha b'akam Shmuel v'hanatarte modele l'rav tzricha. So zok the Gemara. Basically, that the issue that we are dealing with is whether things are derech binyan or not. That Rav says, I'm chayiv by misates, that's obvious, that's derech binyan. But maybe by losher tarnagolim it's not derech binyan, but maybe it's dumila binyan. But when it comes to ayo shufta, maybe that's not derech binyan at all, kamashwan that you're still chayiv. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that the simple reading of this Gemara is that what Rav is discussing is whether I'm also chayiv mishum bona. In other words, it seems to be a dover pashut in the Gemara that you're chayiv mishum makeh b'patish, right? Of course, I'm finishing the act. I'm doing something that's significant, so I should be chayiv mishum makeh b'patish. Nonetheless, Rav is saying, not only are you chayiv mishum makeh b'patish, but you're also chayiv mishum bona. Rav is saying that we are doing a double dip, that you're chayiv on the act of squaring off the stone, you're chayiv both bona and makeh b'patish. That's how the Minchas Chinuch reads the Gemara, and it makes some sort of sense.
Could
Sophia.
Could you chayiv just on makeh b'patish?
In which case?
I think.
According to Shmuel, for sure it could be chayiv just on makeh b'patish. And we also had some cases that chayiv just on makeh b'patish, let's say we spoke about if I put the cover on the book. Right? So that's just makeh b'patish, because the kosev happened beforehand.
Right?
But basically, according to Rav, I'm chayiv both for bona and makeh b'patish. This is Rav as understood by the Minchas Chinuch. And the Minchas Chinuch comments that although the Rambam doesn't say that you're chayiv shtayim, nonetheless, says the Minchas Chinuch, anyone who learns enough Rambam knows that there are many times that the Rambam holds that you're chayiv for two malachos, even though he doesn't say so explicitly. The case that Minchas Chinuch gives is ha'osa in hatseva. The Rambam in Perek Tes speaks about if I make dai on Shabbos, no? In hatseva is I cook some, how do you call it? Spices or dyes. I cook some leaves, whatever it is, and I make dye. If I make dye. So the Rambam says, I'm chayiv mishum todels hatzoveya. Now, the way I'm also in Hatzeva is I cook it. No? So, shouldn't I also be Chai Mishum Mevashel? The only way you make dye, apparently, is that, again, I don't do this so often, but apparently the way you make dye is you cook it. Says the Minchas Chinuch, yeah, obviously the Rambam who says that you're Chayiv Mishum Soveya, the Rambam doesn't mean only Soveya. The Rambam means both Soveya and Mevashel. The Raya that you're Chayiv Mishum Mevashel is the Gemara Daf Ayin Dala Amid Beis says that the Makar in the Mishkan for Bishol, for the Malacha Mevashel, was that there'd be Mevashel Samamonim in order to make like the Tcheles Argoman, etc. So therefore, obviously you're Chayiv both Mishum Mevashel and Mishum Makebepate, both Mishum Mevashel and Mishum Tzoveya. If you look over there in Perek Tes Halach Yadalid, so the Ravid like jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and the Ravid says, "What are you talking about? You're only Chayiv Mishum Mevashel." But says the Minchas Chinuch, "No, the Rambam holds you Chayiv both." Did I tell you this? A guy in my shul decided to give me a gift, a wooden nickel, because I always use this expression. Apparently, there's like a thing. Wooden nickels. They gave them out on the Coney Island boardwalk in the 1960s. So I have a wooden nickel now that says Coney Island, whatever year it was. Okay, Zolzayin. Now, so that is the Minchas Chinuch's approach. Now, it's worth noting that this approach is not at all unanimous, and we can find both in Rishonim and in Achronim those who dispute the Yesod of the Minchas Chinuch. In Achronim, we have the following idea. It's found in the Pnei Yehoshua. The Minchas Chinuch actually refers to the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua says, you know, usually, Bona, or let's say, any Malach and Makeh B'Patish happen at two times. If I write a book, I'm Chayim Mishum Kosev. When I finish the book and I put on the cover, then I'm Chayim Mishum Makeh B'Patish. Right? So, L'cha'ora, the Makeh B'Patish happens after the Kosev. Most malachos, you have the malacha, you finish, and then you do what we'd call in Yiddish the nachepis, the extra little bit, and that is the Makeh B'Patish. The unusual situation about our Gemara is I'm doing an action that at once is the bone and the Makeh B'Patish. Right? I'm Misate Sasa Evan. The moment I finish squaring off that stone, right, I both completed the whole thing, which is called Makeh B'Patish, and I also did Bona. I make the Osa lo below, Osa Nekev, whatever, below Shul Tarnagolim. The moment I make that whole, I'm Chayiv both. Or the moment I make the whole, I'm accomplishing two things. I build it, and it's the last thing. So Nishelat HaSheilah, in the case when I have simultaneous occurrence of two separate, what I'd call accomplishments, so which accomplishment is primary? Is the Bona primary? Is the Makeh B'Patish primary? It can't be both. And says the Pnei Yehoshua that that's precisely the debate between Rav and Shmuel.
Why can't they both be primary?
Why can't they both be primary?
Yeah,
because only one thing can be primary. By definition.
If there's something's tough and now you're not chayav on it for a job.
In other words, I do things that happened at Mamish the same time. So I have to define what I did one way or another. Put it in a category. I have 39 categories on Shabbos. Which box am I putting it in? The Bona box or the Makeh B'Patish box? Says the Pnei Yehoshua, it can't be both.
Well, why not? We have other sources that say you could have two things at the same.
Give me a case. So there are a bunch of cases that Yechayiv Shtayim in the Gemara. We had cases actually of Chalsa, whatever, Yechayiv 8. No?
Yeah, 7,
8, 11, 13, right? But the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Zomer V'Tzorech La'itzim, is Chayiv Shtayim. Now Zomer V'Tzorech La'itzim, here, if you look at Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, it's around a third of the way into the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana, Zomer V'Tzorech La'itzim, Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Kotzer, V'Achas Mishum Noiteya. You're Chayiv twice. Right, because I cut it down, so that's kotzer. Kotzer means that you detach something from its source of life.
We also make it a nicer try.
And I'm also chayim mishum noteya, because when I cut off the branch, there's a certain there's a skill that the farmers have that if you cut a grapevine in a particular place, it can propagate future growth. No, The Mishnayos and Shviyos speak about different trees. If you cut down the Besulas HaShikma, a young sycamore tree, this amount, the other trees. Like, Mishnayos and Shviyos can get very technical about these type of details. But basically, I have two chiyuvim here. One is kotzer. I'm cutting the branch off. Two, I'm chayiv mishum zoreya or noteya, whatever it is, because I'm making the tree grow. So I am chayiv shtayim. So how come the Pnei Yehoshua says it's impossible or inconceivable that you chayiv both? How could that be? Right? Why are you going to be not chayiv both if l'cha'ayra we see from Gemara is that you're chayiv twice? But oven chalta, I'm chayiv eight times or something. Right? So l'chaor, you can be chayiv twice. Why does the Pnei Yeshua think it's so impossible to be chayiv twice? Adina?
In the upper cases in the Gemara, is Makom Patish on the list of things that are impossible?
Speak louder.
Or when the Gemara brings up other cases of, or cases where people are chayiv for more than one thing, for one act, is Makom Patish on the
no. list? No. Makom Patish is not on the list. However, in the case of chalta, that I'm chayiv like eight times, or 11 times, whatever it is, so Rashi says the reason why I'm not chayiv in makib patish is because it happens on its own. Right? Rashi says that the cases that, like, you put this basket in the oven or something for it to develop and grow as a basket, so in that case, you're not chayiv mishum makib patish because it happens on its own, and Rashi has a chiddush that makib patish has to be active.
That in any cases, what the Pnei Yeshua is saying specifically.
So it's entirely possible that the Pnei Yeshua is telling us that only Makib Patish is not Shayek with other Malachos, because by definition, Makib Patish is Gemar Malacha, and therefore I can't have a Malacha and a Gemar Malacha at the same exact time. So that is certainly a possibility. Just hold that for a few minutes, because I think we're going to say a svara punk faket. We'll say this in the opposite direction as well, but I think that is a strong possibility, that makib patish is the only malacha they can't be chayiv twice on, although you get an impression from Rashi there on Ayin Daled that that's not correct. Because Rashi says the only reason I'm not chayiv mishum makib patish is because it's na'asa me'elov, no? You get an impression that b'lav hachi I'd be chayiv for all those malachos and makir patish. Talia.
Didn't we say that there's a way to read Rav in that you're chayiv both?
So the Minchas Chinuch understands that the pashtus in Rav is that you're chayiv both.
Right.
However, the Pnei Yehoshua takes issue, and Pnei Yehoshua says, oha, oha, you can't be both, right? Friend or foul, right? You can't be both.
How would the Minchas Chinuch conceptualize how you can have two primary?
So the Minchas Chinuch is going to say, you know what, I see many times in Shas that you can be chayav for two malachos. Why not? It's like, I mean, I think Sophia, your inclination was like, why can't you be chayav both? Right. And we have Gemara saying chayav both. Now comes along Reb Asher Weiss. Reb Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher Simen Samach Beis. He draws a distinction between Zomer Vitzarech La'etzim, let's say, and our case. You see, Zomer Vitzarech La'etzim, I am accomplishing two distinct accomplishments. There are two distinct and different things that are gained with Zomer Vitzarech La'etzim. Thing one is I now have something that I cut off the ground. I can hold this stick. The chatza of malacha, so to speak, is the stick. Thing two that I accomplish is that I cause growth on the tree. There's a different chatza shal malacha, if I could use those terms. Says Rav Asher Weiss, one could argue that there is no such thing as being chayiv shtayim when there is a single chatza shal malacha. But when there are two discrete chafetzah shel malachas, like zomer v'tzarech la'etzim, you can be chayav shtayim. And therefore, in our case of mesateis ha'evan, right? How many chafetzah shel malachas are there? It's the same thing, no? I take the stone, I square it off, right? Gevaldik, amazing, beautiful. So I square off the stone. There's only one chafetzah shel malacha. If it's one chafetzah shel malacha, So then, presumably, the Pnei Yehoshua is right. You have to identify you. What are you? Are you a bone or are you a Makeh B'Patish? You can't be both. That's Rav Asher Weiss's argument. Then Rav Asher Weiss kind of goes further, where he goes in he turns away. And he says, you know what? Maybe the svar that Adina gave, we could say exactly the opposite svar. Adina was suggesting that maybe Makeh B'Patish is the one malacha that everyone would agree you can't be chayiv on together with another malacha. Because Makeh B'Patish means Gemar Malacha. So you can't be chayiv for twice, for two different things. However, says Rav Asher Weiss, no. Maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe Makeh B'Patish, yeah, we call it Gemar Malacha. Maybe Makeh B'Patish is more like the fact that I finished this thing. That itself is considered a Makeh B'Patish. Let me say it like this. Makeh B'Patish is its own category. I could do a Makeh B'Patish on the Kosev, I could do a Makeh B'Patish on the Tzoveh, I could do a Makeh B'Patish on the Bone. I could do a Makeh B'Patish many times. What Makeh B'Patish means is that you're saying, like, Baruch Shepetarani, I'm done. And maybe I'm saying I'm done, like we spoke about before, that there's like a degree of umnus involved, it's like a professional thing. But one could argue that maybe I can't be chayiv twice on two ordinary malachos, but perhaps Makeh B'Patish isn't an ordinary malacha. Makeh B'Patish is like the deep breath that you take after Yom Kippur. Baruch Hashem, it's over. Right? That's like actually against like all of Judaism, but everyone does it. No? Like that the Mashgiach and Karen B. Afna gave us the Musar Shmuz right before Yom Kippur about the first Aveir of the year is that deep breath. I felt that was like a nice idea. But one could argue that that's exactly what Makeh B'Patish means. Makeh B'Patish is the sense that I have completed my act. It's all done. It's all done. And once it's all done, so it doesn't matter which malacha it is, and therefore maybe you're chayiv Makeh B'Patish together with other malachos, but you can't be chayiv on two other malachos unless there are two separate. The Yiddish word is much better over here, the term uftoi. Uftoi means like an accomplishment. Right? Unless there's two separate uftois, so you can't be chayiv for two things. Let me just...
Can we explain that again?
So,
yeah, because how does...
I think what he's saying is like this, that one could argue that the svara, Rav Asher Weiss really likes his svara that you cannot be chayiv for two malachos on the same act unless there are two separate accomplishments. Zomer v'tzarech la'etzem, two separate accomplishments, you can be chayiv twice. But, ordinarily, you can't be chayiv on two separate, for two separate malachos on one pu'ula. You can't do it. However, by Makeh B'Patish, maybe, you can be chayiv too, because Makeh B'Patish isn't a full-fledged malacha. Makeh B'Patish is like a deep breath after you accomplish something, so I can be chayiv on Makeh B'Patish together with anything else. We'll discuss in 3 minutes what pushes Rav Asher Weiss to say this. But for now, just recognize that this is the opposite of Adina's svara, no? I think what Adina was saying is that Makeh B'Patish can't be chayiv with any malacha because either you're a malacha or you're the end of the malacha. Right? What this is saying is that no. Maybe Makeh B'Patish is chayiv by all malachos precisely because Makeh B'Patish is hard to define. Therefore, you can be chayiv of Makeh B'Patish together with anything else. Holy Sheva.
Doesn't that seem then that you wouldn't be able to be chayiv for Makeh B'Patish on its own? Because it's not really its own malacha, it's just like,
yeah, so
always
that's,
with something else. So
that's interesting. Maybe, alternatively though, Rav Asher Weiss, did we speak about this ever? Rav Asher Weiss has like a Yerushalmi that he likes to quote, that Yerushalmi says that they looked for 39 avos, 39 totals of each of 39 avos, and anything that they couldn't figure out which category it falls into is Makeh B'Patish by definition. That's why Rav Asher Weiss feels that using electricity on Shabbos is an issue d'oraisa, no matter what, of Makeh B'Patish. He's like super machmir on this. No? He holds that, like most assume that just creating an electrical circuit is asur midrabanan. If there's a load on it, like a light bulb, then it could become d'oraisa because you're making esh. but just creating a circuit, that we assume is only Drabbanim. Rav Asher Weiss feels that just creating a circuit is assuming that Torah based on Makar Patish. That's a little bit wild, but maybe we'll discuss. I actually was tempted, but I decided not to do this. I think since we're talking about Bonim Makar Patish, I was tempted to segue into electricity, which is connected to Bonim Makar Patish according to the Chazon Ish. I decided that if we would do that, we would not learn any more Gemara this semester, so therefore we will not do that. Yes?
Doesn't this follow up that Makar Patish of Rav Asher Weiss, like, undermine what he just said before and from the side of the Yeshua? Like, who cares if there's one Chas Hashem Lecha or not? You'd always be Chai Makar Patish.
Yeah, I think that's what Rav Asher Weiss is saying at the end. They're not going together at all. The Pnei Yeshua is saying either Boner or Makar Patish can't be both. Rav Asher Weiss is saying, no, it can be both. And even if it can't be both by most Malachos, but by Makar Patish it can be. Let me say it like this. The Svar that that we were developing a few minutes ago is the Svar of what we call the Chetz Hashem Malacha. Zomer V'tzarech La'itzim, there are two different Chetz Hashem Malachas. Makar B'Patish, there's never a Chetz Hashem Malacha. And that's why Makar B'Patish, right, I could be Chayiv no matter what. That's Rav Asher Weiss's basic idea. Now, let's go back to the case that we had, the Rambam Perek Tes. Osa Ein Hatzeva B'Shabbos. Which are the Chetz Hashem Malachas over there? Is it only one Chetz Hashem Malacha? Are there two distinct Chetz Hashem Malachas? It's a little bit hard to think this through, but one could argue that there are two different Chetz Hashem Malachas. Let's say I take tea leaves and I cook the tea leaves. No? So one Chetz Hashem Malacha is that the leaf itself gets cooked. In this case, the dye or the leaves, or how do you make dyes? I assume you take like some leaves and you pour hot water on it, you cook it. Right? So the leaf is one Chetz Hashem Malacha, and the Ein Hatzeva, which is the water that becomes dyed afterwards, is a different Chetz Hashem Malacha.
Okay. Do you use the leaf at all?
What?
I think you wouldn't use the leaf after you used it.
I might not use the leaf, but I don't think I use the tea leaves after I cook them either.
The water also gets cooked, though.
The water gets cooked?
Yeah.
Let's say the water is already hot beforehand. I pour it in. Irim
Klei Rishon. Is that what the case is, though?
I have no idea. I was not there. I never did it.
So why don't we say making tea is a problem, Tzobaya?
Oh, so that's a great kasha. How come making tea is not a shiloh tzobaya? So it might be. The Mishnah Berurah writes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that you should be... Okay, there is a shiloh. The Sefer Yerayim is quoted by many Rishonim, the Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlem. Many malachos only apply to non-foods. Many malachos only apply to foods. The Sefer Yerayim is quoted, the Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlem. There's a problem that if you read the Sefer Yerayim, he doesn't really say it. And if you... If you're machmir, that yesh tzoveya ba'ochlem, so the Mishnah Berurah recommends, for example, that when I make tea on Shabbos with like the tea scents, I should first put the tea in and then put the water on top of the tea, because then it's not tzoveya, then what I am doing is I am weakening the color. If I would first have water and then I put the tea in, then I am coloring the water. What? Mochik, so there's no opposite of tzoveya. There's an opposite of kosev called mochik. There is no malacha called undoing tzoveya. I'm allowed to remove nail polish on Shabbos, no?
Really?
What?
I just changed your lives. Again, there might be other issues with like the cotton balls and whatever, the squeezing on the cotton balls. But let's say I would take acetone. What's it called? Acetane? Let's say I take acetane and put it in a cup and I stick my fingers into the acetane. I could get my nail polish off on Shabbos. I just totally changed your life. I could see the face. I could see the look. It's amazing.
And the general makeup also, right?
But you can remove makeup on Shabbos. Absolutely. Right? Putting makeup on Shabbos is tzeveya, but washing your face to get the makeup off is permitted. There is no undoing. A lot of women, like in my show in particular, like make up their face right before Shabbos because they want to look good. Huh?
No, that's not true.
No, then you wash it off Shabbos morning.
You can get powder makeup. It's not a big deal.
This is wild. I
can't. Okay.
Is it not heating up the water though? Because the water's cold. Isn't it like? Wouldn't it be a similar
but
issue?
But it's cooked already.
It's cooked. Let's say I have cooked water already.
The
water was cooked already, and we combine the fact that Ein Bishal Achar Bishal Balach together with the fact that's a Kli Sheni, right, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah in like Sifkat Lamed Tes of Shin Yud Ches. The Mishnah Berurah has a long arichos about how to make tea on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah feels that the tea sense is the best way. It could be that you should keep the tea sense warm, keep it on a thing the whole time. That kind of. Hey, right now, we're not talking about making tea on Shabbos. That's a different conversation, very important, but not for now. Let's go back. So what we see over here is that the simple meaning of the Gemara is that according to Rav, I'm chayiv twice. Bona and Makir B'Patish. We noted that it's a machlokas min cheschinuch and pnei Yehoshua. And in the Rishonim, it seems to be an issue as well. If you remember, we had the funny Sefer HaYireyim. Remember, the Yireyim holds that as a categorical thing, ein binyan b'kelam. So what does Rav say when Rav says Yechai Mishim Bona? It's not Makir B'Patish. No?
Yeah.
Now that idea that Bona means not Makir B'Patish, right? We gave the Woody Allen mashal, right? That idea that Bona means not Makir B'Patish is exactly the opposite of this Pnei Yehoshua. It's exactly the opposite, excuse me, of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is saying that according to Rav, it's Bona and Makir B'Patish. Right? The Yireim is saying, no, right? That bone means not makir b'patish. That means that the machlokis over here is one or the other, or in this case, zero or one, right? But the possibility of two is never entertained by the Yireim. Nachon? Let's go on. If you look in the parish of the Rabbeinu Chananu, in my Gemara, this ends up being on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. I think Atara had the same issue with her Gemara, that like the Rabbeinu Chananos end up being. It's actually the Bam of Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph in my Gemara going over to Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. Right? It's two lines in the Bam. Hani Tlossi, these three things. Misates, Oseneke Belol, Udama'ayo Shifte Bekupina Demara, Ravis Chaimishim Bone, Vimbona Binyin, Visoses. Oh, bana binyan, o osa nekev balol, o ayo v'shufta b'kupina demara, behelam achas yinuchayv, el al habona, v'osa achas me'eu shalo, etc., etc., etc. You only chayiv once, and according to Shmuel, you only chayiv mishum makir b'patish. It's clear from the way the Rabbeinu Chananu presents it that there is no being chayiv twice. You're chayiv according to Rav Bona, and you're chayiv according to Shmuel makir b'patish. And the idea that you chayiv twice does not seem to hold any water. That is the other mahalachin on Rishonim. So again, both of them, Rabbi Nochanana and the Yireim, hold that you're chayiv once. But the Minchas Chinuch is saying that you're chayiv twice. Yes.
Is it not weird? Like, how come the Gemara wouldn't be like, something, even this one?
So again, I think the Minchas Chinuch is saying That's exactly what the Gemara means, because the whole deal, the whole discussion in the Gemara is whether I say ein derech binyan b'kach or not. That would imply that, right? The only question is whether it's derech binyan, and if it is derech binyan, so I'm chayv also mishum bona. Everyone agrees makir b'patish. There's no svara in the Gemara why it should not be makir b'patish. There's only a discussion whether it should be bona. Adina,
according to the Urayin, what does Rav think the person is high for?
You're not.
Wait, is
that Bonemi, right, you're not chayiv at all. It's one of the funniest ways of writing that you're not chayiv at all. But he means the way the Yireim says it, I think the way the Hagos Mordechai quotes it, is that the Yireim is saying that since it's a pu'ula, it's an action of bona, so then hasvar no sense it would be bona, but it can't be bona because ain't bingin b'kelam, so therefore it's nothing. Right? The Yireim is assuming that you're a big lamdan, and you're reading the Gemara, you're saying, Bona, what do you mean? That can't be. Elamai, right? That's how the Urim is assuming. Now we have to learn Maimonides. Rambam. So the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Dalet. What am I chayiv for if I am osa nekev below shel tarnagolim? Perek Yud Halacha Yud Dalet. What does the Rambam say? Bona. That's right. Chayiv Mishum Bona. What does the Rambam say in Perek Yud Halacha Tes Zayin? Ha'osa nekev below shel tarnagolim hareza makir apatish. No? This is like a problem. The Rambam is Soser himself. The Rambam Perek Chof Gimel, right? Perek Chof Gimel, Halacha, I think Aleph and Beis. Ha'osen Nekev, Shu Osir Lahaknas Lahotzi, like a Losh Shaltar Negolim, Yechai Mishum, Makib Apatish. Makib Apatish. This is due in the Rambam. This is a Boner Makib Apatish. So the Kesef Mishnah says, yes, it's a steer in the Rambam. Thank you, Kesef Mishnah. Right? The Lechem Mishnah, however, comments, well, it's not such a contradiction. Right? You're chayiv both Mishum Bona and Mishum Makir Patish. Right? Which would be Rav as understood by the Minchas Chinuch. I'm chayiv Mishum both Bona and Makir Patish. The Magen Avram, however, in Shin Yudal and Sifkot in Gimel, the Magen Avram says, no, 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 no. That, you're misunderstanding. Sometimes you chai bona, sometimes you chai makib patish. Meaning, if it's mechubar lekarka, I'm chayiv mishum bona. If it's not mechubar lekarka, so I'm only chayiv mishum makib patish, not mishum bona. So again, if the lul shel tarnagolim,
if it's like in the ground,
if it's attached to the ground, in the ground, I don't know chicken coops. Are they attached to the
ground? I picture probably. Them as like,
it sometimes like you could either like have it like.
It could be that you like stick it into the ground.
Or have a dog house on top of it.
Like a
right.
Yeah. So if it's mechubar lekarka, then you're chai for bona.
If it's attached to the ground, you're chai mishum bona. If it's not attached to the ground, you're chai mishum makib patish. The Rambam holds that. If I'm bona a complete keli, I'm chayev mishum bona. Yeah, but that's if I'm bona a complete keli. If I just make a hole in it, that's not going to be a chiyuv of bona for the Rambam. For the Rambam, ain't binyan b'kelim unless you make a complete keli. And making a hole is not considered making a complete keli. That's the Magen Avram's take on the Rambam. Okay, I think this kind of exhausts our discussion over here about whether you chayev twice or once, and just in Lomdus, it probably connects to the idea that Rabbi Asher Weiss was saying as to whether you need two separate chafetz shel malachas to be chayev twice, or maybe you can be chayev twice even if there's a single chafetz shel malacha, if I could plug it into two different categories. Let's go back there. Back in the Gemara, Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Losher Tarnagolim. Right? Look at the Tosfos. What's Tosfos saying? Did it, you guys do this little Tosfos on Kuf Beis Amud Beis? What's Tosfos say?
Tosfos says that Shmuel doesn't think making a hole in the coop of the chicken is Shmuel, but the reason, the only reason is not stopping the Tzachal Patish, rather because the petach that you're doing isn't big enough to.
It's not meant lahachnis ulahotzi. Shmuel says, the Gemara writes on Daf Kuf Mem Vav that the hole in the Losha Tarnagolem is going to be a nekev that's made lahachnis ulahotzi. And the only time you chayiv mishum bona is if the hole is both lahachnis ulahotzi. But over here, Shmuel says it's not bona, because this is not lahachnis ulahotzi.
Right, just like
for right? In other words, it's just to get the stuff out, not to get anything in. Right? Rashi writes that the hole in the Losh HaTarnagolim, the idea of that hole is to get the smell out of the chicken coop. That's the way the Maharsha learns, the Tosfos. The Maharsha is basically saying that Shmuel and our Gemara is disagreeing with the Gemara on Daf. It's disagreeing with the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Vav. The Maharshal, however, has a different take on the Tosfos. The Maharshal says that when we say a hole that's not lahachnus or lahotzi is not a hole, that means that to be chayiv mishum boned has to be something that you could easily go in and out of. But the nekev b'losh HaTarnagolim, it's possible to go into it, but it requires a lot of difficulty, and therefore it is not going to be chayiv mishum boned according to Shmuel, because it's difficult to get stuff in. This is actually relevant for the conversation that we had last time we learned. If you remember, we quoted from Nissen Karelitz about making tiny holes in like the Israeli milk bags or the like. Right? So Nissen Karelitz said, no, any hole at all is going to be Chayim Mishum Bona. Well, according to Maharshal, that's certainly not true within Shmuel. Maharshal is saying that according to Shmuel, you're only Chayim Mishum Bona if it's something that you could easily go in and out of. If it's not easy to go in and out of, so Shmuel would say that you're only chayim mishum makav patish, not bona, and then we'd have to figure out whether there's makav patish on those flimsy type of mustiki things like we discussed last time. Hello, Talia.
Hi. In the case, though, of something as unsubstantial as smell coming out, can't you just as easily argue that air is going in?
So I think going in, I think to talk about going in, it has to be something I want to go in. Air just...
But so does smell.
Well, smell. No, but smell, you want it to go out.
Yeah, this wants to go out, but it's being replaced by the
air. So you're saying air wouldn't be your kavanah.
I don't think my kavanah is for that air at all.
But maybe part of the process of making it, you want it to not smell. You're assuming that means that the smell has to come out. Maybe that also means that fresh air has to come in.
Possibly. But again, Tosfos is saying that it's not lahachnas lahotzi. So why is it not lahachnas lahotzi? Again, maybe Rav disagrees about that nekuda precisely. Right, Rav says that the hole is lahachnus lahotzi, and therefore mechayim mishum bona. But according to Shmuel, only chayim mishum makav patish, because the hole is not lahachnus lahotzi. Okay. Next, the Gemara says, here, well, let's talk about this. How do we understand ayo shufta bekupina demara? How do we understand that? Translate the words. Ayo shufta bekupina demar. You may translate it. That you make the hole, you stick the, you put the stick into the blade, and you make the hole. Wonderful. What exactly are you doing? So look at Rashi. First of all, how do you teach? How do you translate the word kupina? So Rashi writes, kupina, it's the second wide line. Second very wide line in the Rashi is Kupina. Rashi says is the Chor Sheberosh Hamar. The Kupina is the hole at the top of the stick. No? And then Rashi writes Shufta. One second, where is that Rashi? I'm sorry, the previous Rashi. The first wide line. Ayo Shufta b'Kupina Demara. Shufta is Yosed Katan. Shetoch ven betoch beis yad shomara biyoso ben nekev habarz olahadko shelo yetzei shekorin kainal. Hey, who wants to explain what Rashi means to me? Adina?
I think that the shufta is basically just like the peg that's used to connect the two pieces together.
The peg that is used to hold the stick into the blade. Right? According to Rashi, ayo shufta b'kupina demara means I stick a little peg that holds the... It attaches the blade to the stick. That's Rashi's understanding. Nachon? Mm-hmm. What about Maimonides? Chapter 10, Law 13.
I disagree.
You're actually
placing... Huh? You're sticking the stick into the blade. The Rambam don't talk about pigs. Right? The Rambam never mentions the word pig. Again, I'm not exactly sure, according to the Rambam, what the word shufta, what kupina, what mara is, right? According to Rashi, I think we know what all the words mean. Kupina is the hole, and the shufta is the peg that goes into the hole, right? According to the Rambam, I'm not exactly sure what all these things are, but the Rambam writes that if I am machnes yar hakardum betocha ayin shalom, if I stick the handle into the blade, I'm chayiv. Ad kan divrei Rambam. Now, what's the pshat in this machlokas? So, I'm not sure. And if you don't like it, so blame me, because this is my own idea. But if you remember, we had a machlokas Rashi and Rambam in our youth about how we understand Ein Binyan B'Kelam. How does the Rambam understand Ein Binyan B'Kelam? According to the Rambam? So the Rambam writes, Ein Binyan B'Kelam is a categorical... Blah, 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 blah. The Rambam writes, Ein Binyan B'Kelam, but if I make a complete keli, so then I am going to be chayiv. No? Ha'osa kli adama, kigon tanur chavis, hareza told us bona v'chayiv. Right? The Rambam Parakiyot Halach Yud Beis, right, agrees basically with the Tosfos on Ayin Dalet, that the Rambam tells me that if I make a kli, that is bona. Ein binyan b'kelam just means if I have a kli that's already made and I kind of stick it into place, no? I have like a prefab and I bend the pieces together, that according to the Rambam is ein binyan b'kelam. When I fashion a keli mitchilad, so if I make a new keli, that is bona. Now, okay, it would seem, therefore, that when the Rambam writes that I'm chayiv for attaching a hole, for putting a stick into the blade, what that means is I am osa a keli. I'm making a complete keli.
But how?
What?
You're not actually. You're putting two things together.
But I'm putting it in. I'm sticking it in, so now I have a complete usable shovel, or whatever it is. Until now I had blade and stick. Now I put it together, I'm making a shovel. That's how I understand the Rambam. Now Rashi, however, had a very different approach. Right? How did we understand Rashi about Ein Binyan B'Kelam? If you remember, we pointed out that Rashi sounds like the Yireyim, but it's a little different than the Yireyim. Anyone remember how we understood Rashi?
Yeah. I mean, for Ein Binyan B'Kelam?
Huh?
For Ein Binyan B'Kelam?
Ein Binyan B'Kelam. How do we understand the Rashi about Ein Binyan B'Kelam? Yeah?
But there could be scenarios in which you would have Ein Binyan B'Kelam.
Not exactly. That's more Tosfos, and what we're saying is the Rambam and the Ran, etc. Rashi says Ein Binyan B'Kelam means there's never Binyan B'Kelam. But Rashi says that when Rav in our Gemara says that Ayo Shifta B'Kupina D'Mara is Chayiv, Rav holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelam. No? Remember that? We pointed out that there's a Rashi in Kuf Chav Ches about the din of Mevato Keli Mehichano. The Rashi says that Yechai Mishim Soser, or it's a Drabonon form of Soser, whatever it is. The idea is, according to Rashi, right? Rav is the author of the din of Mevato Kli Mehechano. Rav holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelam. Shmuel holds Ein Binyan B'Kelam. Right? According to Rashi, the machlokes, by the way, between Rav and Shmuel is that according to Rav, I'm chayiv mishum bona. Right? Why? Because Rav holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelam. Shmuel says no. Ein Binyan B'Kelam. So therefore, I'm chayiv for the default mechanism called Makiv HaPatish. It's almost like that Yerushalmi that Rabbi Asher Weiss dug up, no? That since you can't be chayiv for anything else, we'll stick it into Makiv HaPatish land. So let's go slowly. I would contend that for Rashi, the action that I'm doing is much less significant than it is for the Rambam. For the Rambam, I'm mamish creating a shovel. I'm sticking the stick into the blade. I'm making a whole shovel. For Rashi, I have a shovel already. It's just that my shovel is not working as well as it can work. I have to put that little peg into place to make sure that it doesn't fall out. I could probably use it as a shovel already, no? But it might fall out later on. So I put the stick in, I put the peg into that hole to hold it together. I'd argue that this is exactly the pshat. According to Rashi, we're talking within Rav. And Rav holds Yesh Binyan Bekalem. If the din is Yesh Binyan Bekalem, so the Mishnah says, Habona Kosha, who is Chayiv. Any tiny amount of Binyan is Chayiv. So even if I put a peg to hold the stick into the blade, Chayiv. It's a Kosha. But the Rambam is saying, no. Rav holds Ein Binyan Bekalem, because everybody holds Ein Binyan Bekalem. The only reason I'm Chayiv is because I'm making a complete Keli. If you want to be chai for making a complete keli, it's got to be that it was 0 to 100. That you went from a separate hole and stick to a separate blade and stick to a complete hole. If that's the case, for the Rambam, it's a very significant act. Kach nirali. Does that make sense, ladies?
Yeah.
In other words, I would argue that Rashi and the Rambam are l'shitasam in terms of, right? Their machlokes about Rashi is saying, right? We point out that Rabbi Nuchanan and Rashi will say the same thing, that Rashi and Rabbi Nuchanan hold that according to Rav, Yesh Binyan Bekalem, and therefore Binyan Kodahu is going to be Chayiv. Because anything that's real Binyan, right? The Mishnah says, Habona Kosho is Chayiv. So even just sticking a peg in, I'm Chayiv. Again, this is, this is my thought. Okay, I just want to do one more Rashi with you. Rashi Bahaka Amar Shmuel says something that's interesting. Who wants to explain that Rashi Bahaka Amar Shmuel to me? Say two lines on the bottom. Dun 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 dun. When my wife was on Jeopardy, one of the most yeah.
Did you win?
No. But she came in second place, which paid for our trip to California, so that was good.
Awesome.
You get $2,000 if you come in second place, so it covered the whole trip. But one of the weirdest things is that the entire Jeopardy studio is basically the size of this room.
Yeah.
It looks so big on television, but, like, it's really tiny. And also, Alex Trebek, they do, like, five shows in the period of, like, 2 hours, and there's, like, 2 minutes between each show. And Trebek goes to the back and, like, changes his suit the whole time. That's, like, what he does. And occasionally he'll, like, spend 5 minutes, like, schmoozing with the people, like, telling some jokes and
so
talking about how great Canada is. And he's Canadian. That's what he does. Okay. Okay. So what does... How do you understand... What's this Rashi saying? B'chaka Amar Shmuel.
If you were to give Hasra for Bona, you wouldn't be Chayiv.
Shmuel says it's Maka. Patash, I give him Hasra for Bona, I'm not Chayiv, because it's not Bona. Right, that's what Rashi says. It's not Bona.
Is that because
so,
he thinks it's not Bona because
he
doesn't think that
so it's Ein Binyan Bekalem? So Shmuel, according to Rashi, Shmuel holds Ein Binyan Bekalem.
So that's why.
And therefore, it's not Bona. And therefore, if I give a Hasra'ah for Bona, it's not a Hasra'ah. Right? So far, so good. Now, there is a discussion in the Balei HaTosfos throughout this Masechta at the beginning of Bava Kamma about whether the Hasra'ah of a Tolda has to be the Hasra'ah of Tolda B'Shem Av or not. No? If I see someone about to pour water on the ground, do I tell him or her, I say, excuse me, ma'am, you know, if you do that, you're going to be in violation of the Malacha of Zoreya, because Mashke Mayim Mizraim is a Tolda of Zoreya. Do I say that if you do that, Yechai Mishim Zoreya? Or do I just say, you know what, don't be Mashke Mayim Mizraim? How do I appropriately give a Hasra'a for someone who's about to pour water on the ground? Sophia.
I have a question. Why is Rashi saying that on B'Hakam or Shmuel?
Yes, that's a good question. How come Rashi does not say it on Rav? Right? Now, Rashi could have said that point.
Why are we bringing up the idea of Hasra'a now?
Right, so Rashi is like adding something to the Gemara. probably, I would say, to take a stand. My understanding of the way Rashi works is, like, in a very short comment, Rashi's aware of the whole discussion in all the Rishonim about Hasra told the B'Shem Av or not. And in order to kind of take a stand on that issue, Rashi just decides to throw a few words in to show his opinion. That's my argument. Now, why Rashi says this on Shmo, not on Rav, I have no idea. But can you derive anything from the Rashi regarding this general issue of Hasrav told of B'Shem Av? What would you say?
Seems like from the shot, it seems like they should say B'Shem Av. You don't like when they let's say the Gemara and Kafalat Aleph, like when it was talking about there, like, the, like what you should like give Hatzra for, it said Borer Merakeh, which are Avot Melacho, and it said it in that. It says that, it doesn't say for like what the Tolda is, like you think that you give Hatzra for the actual Av.
So again, so you're understanding that Rashi holds that you have to be Masra told of B'Shem the Av. And therefore, again, the assumption over here is that Misate, Sasaev, and all these things are only a Tolda. And therefore, if I give Hasra'a Mishum Bona, according to Shmuel, I'm not going to be Chayiv. Why?
Because it's not Bona.
Because it's not Bona. So Rashi says, I'm not Chayiv because it's not Bona. Right? Rashi could have said, let me kind of argue from the converse. Rashi could have said that, according to Shmuel, you have to give the Hasra'a for Makeh B'Patash. If Rashi would hold that you have to be Master the Told of B'Shem the Av, so Rashi should say, according to Shmuel, the Nusach of the Hasra'a, the text of the warning, has to be, don't do that. If you do that, you'll be in violation of Makeh B'Patash. But Rashi does not say that. Instead, Rashi writes that if you give a Hasra Mishum Bona, you're not Chayiv, because it's not Bona. I get the impression, although I'm not a million percent sure, but I get the impression that Rashi is agreeing with the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. Tosfos in Bava Kamma writes that you can't prove from any of these Gemaras whether you have to be Master told of B'Shem Av, right? Even though the Gemara has a discussion, oh, is he Chayiv for this or for that? And the simple thing of the Gemara B, that was saying you have to be Masra, the Hasra has to be told to B'Shem Av, says Tosfos at the beginning of the Kama, don't prove any of that. Because if you give the wrong Hasra, it's Nirek Malikbo. A Hasra has to be a way that I say, don't do that. If you do that, you're going to be Chayiv. But if the person, if I walk over to somebody who's about to cook on Shabbos, and say, don't cook that. If you cook that, you're in violation of Maghrib and Olamolach. The guys will say, hey, you're nuts. Like, what are you talking about? There's like no sheiches, or karzal zekol alayl. Like, there's no connection at all. Right? So it's near a kamalik, but it looks like you're joking around. And therefore, it's not a good hasra because it's like so, to use a Yiddish word, far-fetched. It makes no sense. So, comes along Rashi, and Rashi says that according to Shmuel, you can't give the Hasra Mishum Bona, because if you give the Hasra Mishum Bona, the guy's going to laugh at you, because this is not Bona. This is Makeh B'Patash. He's going to laugh at you.
But it's just the wrong thing.
What?
Like here, then, it would just be, according to Shmuel, that's just like the wrong Malacha.
It's just the wrong Malacha.
But like, if you say the Tolda, if you say the Av of the Tolda, that's not the wrong Malacha, that's just...
So if I... we could argue that you don't have to give the Hasra of the Tolda with its Av. In theory, I could have given a Hasra of don't pour water on the ground. Don't be Mesates the Evan. You're in violation of Shabbos if you do that. And that would be a bond. That would be a good Hasra of. But if I decide to be a fancy pants and to give a Hasra, if you do that, it's Bona, so the guy's going to laugh at me. It's not Bona. Right? The simple read, again, it would seem to me, we know this discussion, the Tosfos, the Masechta, where the Hasra has to be the Tolda B'Shem Av or not. We could argue that Rashi's including Hasra in this Gemara, because maybe he's saying that Hasra has to be the Tolda B'Shem the Av, and according to Shmuel, it's the wrong Av. I could say the Rashi that way, but I'm more inclined that the correct read of Rashi is like Tosas and Bava Kamma. That if I give the Hasra'a on the Sates, Mishum Bona, so I'm going to say, it's not Bona! Nira Kimalik, you're joking around! Get out of here! Who are you? Why are you making stuff up? That could be the Pshat and the Rashi. Okay, ladies. We should have a good Shabbos. We should enjoy the Svarim sale. We should be Zocha, I don't know, to lots of good stuff.